We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I'm very excited to talk about today's topic. I am recording this at the beach in Seattle City, New Jersey. It's absolutely beautiful here. The sun is literally pouring onto me as I'm recording this episode, so it's a great vibe. Beautiful energy, beautiful environment going on here, so I am just thrilled to be podcasting this morning. How is your day going? I hope you guys are having an amazing start to your day, amazing start to your week. I'm thrilled to talk about today's topic. So typically you guys know that I like talk for a little bit about, you know, personal life, fun stories, just anything sort of like that. But I was reading some reviews, which maybe I shouldn't read my podcast reviews, but I was reading some reviews and people seemed to be a little annoyed that like the meat of my episodes were only like 15 to 20 minutes, and the beginning I would just like do all this talking and catching up on my life, or just telling you guys like stories, letting you in on little whatever. People were just like upset about, you know, that like the meat of my episodes were only 15 to 20 minutes long, and I totally get that. But at the same time, the topics that I talk about aren't huge groundbreaking topics. Like I don't know what category I fall into. Like I don't think I'm in a self-help. I don't think I'm in completely business. I don't think I'm comedy. I don't think I'm lifestyle. I don't know what this show even is categorized as. It's honestly just how I choose to stay connected to you guys and to anyone that wants to listen. This show is here for it. If you just need a little bit of Monday morning motivation, or you just need productivity tips, or you need someone to like give you a kickstart of a healthy lifestyle, I don't know. Like this show just, I think, serves multiple different purposes. It wears a lot of different hats. And it's not like I'm coming on to this show with weeks and weeks and weeks of like a researched topic. I honestly kind of just pick whatever I feel like talking about that day and I just run with it. So sometimes I'm really fired up about comparison. Other days I'm really fired up about body image. Other days I'm really fired up about business. And today I'm talking about goals. So it's really different each week. And it's not these well-researched things. I'm not going to be pulling studies and data and, you know, that's not what this show is. And there's plenty of shows like that where if you want an hour-long episode about why it's hard to wake up at 5 a.m. every day, I'm sure you can find that somewhere on your podcast platform. But this show is an extension of me, an extension of when I drifted from YouTube and still wanted to have a connection with people, but kind of wanted to remove more of my online presence. I just shifted over to a podcast, and you guys know this is now my favorite platform. So I'm still a human behind the show, and I still have stories, and I still have a personality, and I'm still the same Tori DeSimone, Tori Sterling you guys knew when I was 16. I'm just 23 now and I'm older, which is so weird. Ew, that was so weird. 16 to 23, 9 years. No, that can't be right. 6 years, right? I don't know. Something like that. 6 years, 7 years. Anyway, what I'm getting at is, oh my God, it's definitely not 9 years. That was very embarrassing for me. What I'm getting at is that, yes, while the meat of my episodes might only be 15 to 20 minutes, it's all there is to say. You know, like I could try and find a word count and meet, you know, 10,000 words in an hour, but I would just repeat myself. I like how my episodes are. I'm always open to suggestions of, you know, if you guys would like to see segments or if you guys would like to have less stories and more thought out topics, whatever it might be, like I'm always open to suggestions, but I personally don't see the need to expand on how long the meat of my episodes are if I can get my point across in 15 to 20 minutes. Now, of course, if it's something that is going to take 45 minutes to talk about, it's going to be a longer episode and that's reflected sometimes. But recently, the couple episodes that I've been putting up lately have been shorter. And I think that's okay. It still gets my point across and I'm not wasting anyone's time. We're efficient here. So to those of you that do enjoy the show and how it's formatted, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in every single week. For those that wished these episodes are a little bit longer, I will try my best to get more content and knowledge in there without making the actual content suffer. And if you guys don't like the show, there's so many others to go listen to. But I look forward to filming this every single week. And I'm really proud of myself because my New Year's resolution was to not miss an episode all year. And I've been really good. I haven't missed one yet. And this was the time last year when I like started to kind of need a break from the episodes and from the podcast because I was setting up the studio down here in Seattle and I was feeling really, really overwhelmed. And it was like really in the middle of the pandemic and in the middle of quarantine and lockdown. And I wasn't feeling the best. I wasn't motivated. I was really kind of like in a slump and people didn't want me to talk about COVID. People didn't want me to talk about lockdown, quarantine. But so I don't know. I didn't really have much to talk about. I didn't really have much to say, and I definitely didn't have an inspiration behind myself. So I kind of needed to take a break, and that's sort of when I started to get really sporadic on this podcast. And then in the new year, I was like, you know what? I'm not doing that. I am completely uploading every single Monday. I'm not missing a Manifest Monday, and I'm really proud of myself. This, like I said, is the time of year last year that I've started to kind of take a break. And this year I am not doing that. I moved down to the beach, as you guys know, and I have my Thursday mornings planned out to record my podcast. And I'm loving it. I love talking to you guys and I love those that appreciate this podcast and want to listen every week. I see the DMs, I see the TikTok suggestions in the comments of people being like, oh, who's your favorite podcast? And I see you guys write my podcast in there. I see the story mentions, I see everything. And it just means the world that you guys like the podcast how it is, that I get to be very authentically myself on this platform. And we just have such a great, loving, strong community. So for that, I thank you guys. And I'm very excited to talk about today's topic. I hope you guys all enjoy. And let's see, now that I said all that, do I have anything even like personal to really even update? Because I don't think so. Like, I've been at the beach and I've just been setting up the studio this week. We open next Saturday, May 29th, which is so exciting. And next week, starting May 25th until May 28th, we have free classes at Stride Sea Isle all week. So if you guys are at the beach, come on down, take some free classes. And yeah, other than that, I've just been working a lot, just enjoying being down here. It's just awesome being at the beach. So yeah, I'll be here for the rest of the summer. And I have a feeling that we'll have many good episodes this season. So today I'm really excited to talk about today's topic, which is how to create realistic goals for yourself. And for the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, to light therapy, to EMF management, and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Follow through with them. Now for me, I always tend to like fresh starts. So when I was moving down here, I knew that I wanted to create a routine that worked for me. I wanted to have a morning routine. I wanted to have a new perspective on working out. I just set these new goals, because this to me seems like a defining chapter in my life, a defining start point in my life. We tend to look at start points as New Year's or Mondays, birthdays, whatever it might be. I personally look at months, New Year's, and summer/fall. So for me, those are very defining moments. My birthday, it's in the beginning of a month, but it's also in spring. So to me, spring is like, let's just get through it so we can get to summer. Once I get down to the beach, summer starts for me. So I know it's still spring now, but to me, it's like the summer months, because I'm where I'll be for the summer. So this is like my summer chapter that I look at. And then after summer, I always tend to feel this, okay, like let's recenter and refocus, because summer is like not real life to me. Like it's just a great vibe, a great energy, and it just doesn't feel like real life because it's just so good. So after summer, I always have this surge of productivity and refocus and inspiration. I also think the turning of the leaves, how the fall air gets a little more crisp, that to me always just kind of refocuses and recenters me. So my big days of rebirth or starting new chapters are summer, fall, new months, and Mondays. Now, not every Monday, not every new month, but especially like October, for example, is a really big month for me, because I don't know, October just is so inviting and so clean and so fresh, and I love October. So that's always when I will have a new start date. Anyway, what I'm getting at is there are certain times in our life where it feels like a really organic start to a new chapter. And for me, this next organic start is the summertime. So when I was moving down here, I created a list of goals that I wanted to achieve this summer, and how I was going to achieve them, and how I was actually going to follow through with them. It's really easy to set unrealistic expectations for yourself based on what you want to do, but who you've never been. So let me give you an example of that. So I, Tori Simone, have never run a marathon. The farthest I've ever run was 10 miles, and that was when I was 12 years old. So that was 11 years ago, and I was training for a race. Every single Sunday, I would go for a long run. And when I was 12 years old, I would go to school, and I was training for this race. I don't even know if I was playing softball. Let's see, that was sixth grade. So I was playing softball. I was going to school, and I was running, and that was my life. So I would train and I would run 10 miles because of all of my trainings. Now I'm 23. I don't go to school, but I run two businesses and I don't train. Now, if I set a goal of I want to run a marathon in October of this year and I'm going to train for it throughout the summer, I could definitely do that. But it seems rather unrealistic because I've never been that kind of person before to consistently run or train for the past 11 years. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't want you to set big, extravagant goals, but for the purpose of this chapter of your life, this season of your life, and this particular episode of what we're talking about, it's more so setting realistic goals and how to follow through with these realistic goals that you're setting. It's not always putting all of your eggs in the future basket of yourself. It's not the I'll start on Monday mentality. It's not the I'll do it tomorrow mentality. It's the if I want this to be a goal, I know I could start to do it right now and today. So let's talk about how to set realistic goals, because for me, this is my biggest downfall where I'm living one way and I want to completely change the way I'm doing something or living or eating, working out, waking up, whatever it might be. Like, these are typically my goals that I want to change. Now, it's not so much that I'm changing my goals, but that I'm changing my lifestyle. I'm changing my habits. And that's when you kind of realize that there's a perspective shift, that if you want to accomplish different goals in your life that you haven't already accomplished, you need to do something different than you're doing right now. If your goal is to work out for an hour by 8 a.m. every morning, but you are waking up every single day at 7 a.m., you can't accomplish that goal. So you need to start living your life differently. You need to start living a different lifestyle, creating a different habit, because goals become your lifestyle. Your lifestyle becomes your habits. All of these goals that you want will turn into habits and will be part of your daily life. So goals aren't really just this foreign idea, this far-fetched concept that we have to now chase after. It's the actual act of living our lives differently. And I think that's why goals can be really hard to achieve, because we typically set goals when we feel maybe in a slump, or we feel like we're not living up to the best expectations of ourselves, or we just know that there's more to us out there. So we tend to set goals to be better and to better ourselves. And I think the first part of that, of recognizing that you can be better than how you are right now, is beautiful and it's amazing. Recognizing that you have so much more and you're ready to unlock the next potential of you is great. And a goal is you chipping away at your potential and getting farther and farther into it. In order to reach your goals, however, you need to change how you're currently living your life. That's your lifestyle. And in order to achieve this lifestyle that you're going after, you need to change your daily habits. You need to change your daily routine. You need to change how you're currently living your life. Because if you keep staying on the path that you're on right now and living exactly the same way, but trying to implement new goals, you're never going to reach these goals. So just understand that writing down a goal and achieving that goal is going to take commitment from you and it's going to take work from you. The goal is ready for you. You just have to be ready to put in the work to achieve this new habit. This habit is what will create the lifestyle that will accomplish that goal. So just remember that it's not just an idea that you're going after. You have to change how you currently are living to accomplish this goal. Now, that might sound daunting. So here are some tips that I have for setting realistic goals. First and foremost is you need to set a goal that you know you can actually accomplish. So I'm going to go back to the running example because I think a lot of people can kind of understand and relate to that. if I set a goal to run a marathon, it would not, it's not realistic for me right now. I don't know when I would have the time to train. I don't know if I even have the motivation to start training right now. Like, it's just not on my roster. But a more manageable goal for me would be to run for 10 minutes every day. That's a goal that I can start literally right now. And I don't have to do a mile, because to me, a mile can kind of sound daunting, even though it's just a mile. And to some people listening, they're like, oh my God. But maybe other people hear that and they're in the same boat as me. And they're like, yeah, a mile does sound kind of daunting. I know I can do it, but running 10 minutes sounds a little easier to me, a little better to me. And I'm not running at all right now. So running 10 minutes a day would be a really great goal for me. And it's something that I know I can do, and I can start it today. It's only going to take 10 minutes out of my day. I don't have to train for it. I just go out and run for 10 minutes. That's a great goal. So that's one that's accomplishable. Is that a word? It's manageable, and it's not intimidating. So going on to a second point that I have with setting realistic goals is you need to start small. My problem is that I am a go big or go home kind of bitch. I really am. If I'm not giving something 110% of me, I don't do it at all. So if I set a goal of I want to wake up every day at 5 a.m., I'm waking up every day at 5 a.m., and the first day I fail, I turn into this fuck it mentality. I'm like, fuck it. I don't need to do it anymore. But when you start small with something like, I'm going to wake up 10 minutes before my current alarm clock. And then in 2 Mondays, I'm going to wake up 10 minutes from this current alarm clock. So now 20 minutes earlier. And I'm going to work my way to a time that I want to get to. I'm starting small and I'm going to increase in increments to get to my big goal, whatever that might be. If I want to run 4 miles every single day, I'm going to start by running 10 minutes today. And then in a month, I'll increase it to 15 minutes. And then I'll increase it to 20 minutes in 2 months. See what I mean? It's just these small steps to get you to where you want to be. You also need to remember that life is a marathon and not a sprint. There is no pressure to get to a personal development goal by Friday. Like, you just don't need that. If you want a goal that you truly think will chip away your potential and better you as a person, better you as a human being, then you need to give yourself the time to develop this goal. You need to give yourself the time to implement these habits into your lifestyle so that this stays a lifelong habit and not just your summer 2021 goal that you can look back on and say, yeah, I did that, but I don't really do it anymore. I fell off the wagon for that. If you want these goals to stick, if you want them to change your life, not only in 2021, but in 2036, in 2059, whatever it might be, you need to learn to give yourself the time to develop these habits, because starting now is so much better than not starting at all and waiting for the perfect time to go big or go home. Because that time's honestly never going to come. It's never going to be a perfect time to be 150% into your goals. It's never going to be a perfect time to start your dreams that you've always wanted to do. Start chipping away now at your personal development goals. Start small, and it will turn into this overarching bigger goal that you eventually have down the line. But there's no timeline. You don't need to rush. You don't need to put so much pressure on yourself.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
To hit a goal that you have your whole life to accomplish. Now, also because of that, don't procrastinate your goals. Don't get too comfortable. I want you to stay on that verge of comfortable and uncomfortable. Kind of flirt with that fine line of, okay, I'm starting to feel really good running 10 minutes every day. So why don't tomorrow I do 15 minutes? Or, you know, I'm starting to feel really good about waking up at 6:30 every day. So tomorrow I'm going to wake up at 6:15 and meditate for 15 minutes before my normal 6:30 wake up call. It's these little things that change you when you start to get really comfortable in your routines to bring you back to getting uncomfortable and just implementing new things to make you better and better every single day along with your goals. So once you have goals that you know you can actually accomplish, if you were to write down these goals and do it today, could you do it? And these goals that start small, once you have those two concepts, I want you to write it down. Writing it down is powerful. Now, I don't want you to type it. I don't want you to put on a post-it note. I want you to like really write this down on a blank piece of paper. You can make it pretty if you want. And I want you to write down all of your goals. Try to stick to at most 5. Because once you start doing more than 5, think about it. Your goals are going to become your habits. So are you really going to try and implement 5 new daily habits today that you've never done before? That all circles back to setting yourself up for success. You need to make sure that you are ready and able to accomplish your goals. So I have 4 written down for the summer 2021, and I'll let you guys know what they are in just a second. But after you guys write down all of your goals, I want you to then make a mood board for your goals and make this your phone background. Now, this is so that you always see it when you go on your phone. And I want you to make this your lifestyle. So let me tell you guys my goals, and then I'll tell you guys how I would make a mood board out of those goals. So my first goal is to let things roll off more and not to sweat the small stuff. In March and April, I was having a really hard time with just letting things roll off my back. If something happened that it was an outside factor that I couldn't control, it would control me and I would be really, really down on myself and it would ruin my day and I would let my mood just be ruined completely. And I knew coming into the summer that when I left here in September, I did not want to have that same mentality. I no longer wanted to let factors I can't control control me, and I want to let things roll off my back more, and I'm working on it. So that is a small goal of mine that I can start today. I can, you know, see factors in my life that maybe I don't like, that I don't have control over, breathe, get it out of my head, do some exercises that my therapist taught me of how to remove thoughts from my head, let things kind of roll off my back more, and move on with my life. My second goal for this summer is to spin 5 times a week. And of those 5 times, I want to take class 4 times a week. So I'll be teaching once a week, and then I want to take more spin classes. Now, this is something that I haven't done for a long time, but all the stars kind of align for me to do that here in Sea Isle. So I definitely want to take more classes here. Now, this is definitely more of a ambitious goal because I'm pretty much going from 0 to 4, taking 4 classes a week. From right now, I'm not taking any a week in person. I do a bunch of classes like online, but none in person. And yes, while this is ambitious, I know that I can absolutely do this. And the way that I'm going to do this is I'm going to sign myself up for classes as soon as they become available to book. So that's one of my other goals. My third goal is to drink 2 hydroflasks of water every day. Right now, I roughly drink about 1, so I just want to do 1 more a day. I really don't drink enough water, and I definitely need to. And my last goal is to take a walk every single night. So it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be anywhere in particular, just like after dinner while the sunset's going down. I want to go watch the sunset and then just go take a walk around the beach and enjoy my night. It can be 10 minutes. It can be an hour. It can be 30 minutes. It doesn't matter. I just want to go for a walk every night. And those are my 4 goals. And I'm excited to chip away at them. I'm excited to do them. And the way that I would make a mood board out of these goals is like this. So to let things roll off my back more, maybe I would find a quote that says, enjoy the little things in life. Or maybe I'd find another quote that I really like that says, along the lines of like, everything is happening for a reason. The only way to get through it is to get through it. You know, just something that makes me feel better and secure and comforted by the fact that if something is bothering me, I'm meant to be going through this moment right now because it's going to make me stronger in the end. When it comes to taking spin classes each week, maybe I'll find a picture of my favorite studio and add that into my collage, or find like these really cute outfits that I like on Pinterest, like spin outfits, and put that in my collage. Maybe I will take I have tons of pictures of me on bikes and stuff because of like what I do, but I don't think most people do. But if this was just for me, I'd maybe put a picture of myself in a class and put that on my mood board. Or maybe I'd go back to 2016 when I first started riding and bring one of those pictures in my mood board. When I was just a client, before I was ever an instructor, before I was ever an owner, just a client. For the 2 hydroflasks of water every day, I would honestly get a picture of like super cool, chilled water that's like condensating, you know what I mean? With a lot of ice in it and lemon and cucumber, and just make it look super appealing, super hydrating, super wet, like just super, super appealing and delicious looking. And I'd put that water in there. For the nightly walk every night, maybe I'd put it in a picture of a sunset or of friends walking or of my girlfriends and I like all taking a walk together. Just something that represents this lifestyle. So I have a quote, I have spin pictures, I have water, and I have sunsets. To me, that is representing a lifestyle of stress-free, or I should probably say low stress, easygoing, healthy, active, hydrated, and enjoying life's moments. That sounds like a really good lifestyle, doesn't it? And now that this is more of a lifestyle rather than a goal, I just need to develop these new habits to implement this lifestyle. So for my first goal of letting things roll off my back more, how I would make this a habit is if I ever have an intrusive thought or something that is bothering me or chipping away at me, I would make it a habit right then and there to write down what's bothering me, roll it up and throw it away. Or I would make a habit of breathing for 3 minutes and just focusing on my breath. Or I would make a habit of Honestly, probably one of those two things. Those are my two favorite exercises for whenever things stress me out. Writing it down and literally throwing it away is very beneficial to me. So that's a habit that I would start right then and there whenever that happens. For spinning 5 times a week, taking class 4 times a week, my habit is to 1, sign up for my classes, and 2, do it in the mornings every single day when I know that I would want to be taking classes every day. So getting up and getting into the routine of waking up, making a coffee, biking down to the studio, taking a class, sitting at the desk, talking to clients, greeting clients, hanging out. That's my habit that I get into. My habit for drinking 2 hydroflasks of water every day is to set a timer on my phone and just remind myself to drink water until the first one's done, and then write a tally mark or a check mark for 1. Makes me feel a lot better, feel very accomplished, and then do the same for my 2nd hydroflask so that I accomplish that habit until it just feels weird to not be drinking a lot of water, or weird to not spin 5 times a week. My habit for my nightly walk is every single night after dinner, when we are done eating and the sun starts to set. We live right by the bay, so it's beautiful to always see the sunset. We get the best views of the sunset. I would walk down to the sunset every single night, and then after I'm done walking to the sunset, just go around the block a little bit and take a walk around the beach blocks. And before I know it, implementing these habits every single day will then just turn into my daily routine, which becomes your lifestyle. And then before you know it, you've accomplished your goals. So the root of this episode, it really comes down to setting realistic goals that you can accomplish today, and understanding that your goals are actually just habits, and your habits is actually just your lifestyle. So if you want to change your goals, if you want to accomplish something new in your life, you have to change your habits. You have to change how you live every single day. And while that can sound daunting and scary and really big to take on, it doesn't have to be big, because you start small and you start with goals that you can actually accomplish every single day. So guys, I hope this helped you out. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I really loved it. I love talking about this, and I would love to know your small and accomplishable, I don't know if that's a word, goals for this summer of 2021. You guys can DM them to me. You guys can put them in a TikTok and tag me in it. I would love to see it. And that is all from me. I'll talk to you guys next Monday. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. I hope to see you guys down here at the beach very soon to all take some spin classes. But if not, I'll talk to you guys next Monday. Have a wonderful week. You deserve the best week of your life. And I'll talk to you guys next Monday. Bye, guys.